Introduction and adoption of TQM, total quality HR strategy facilitate the introduction and adoption of TQM by being actively involved in the following activities. Encourage and facilitate TQM partnership between company and employees to encourage collaborations. You have to bring them together. There'll be hiccups. Some people will resist, some people will, be cynical. Some people will fall in line. So we have to bring them into parity. It's a process that takes some time. Train all the formal leaders, all the HODs who are formally there, all the people who are driving their teams down below into TQM and do hand-holding till they absorb TQM as a process. Hand-holding means on a day-to-day basis, check and cross-check how much you're learning, do you need any support, be like a mentor or a coach. Create conditions necessary for successful use of TQM tools and techniques. This is a very important thing. Companies come out with a TQM program. People get trained, and when they come inside, they say the conditions are not supportive. There are some human toxicity. Some behaviors are not supporting. Some attitudes are not supporting. Now that has to be first cleared up. I would go to the extent of saying that TQM is all about behaviors and attitudes. First, that has to be cleared up, and then other things will fall in place. Number four, provide guidance to ensure successful implementation of TQM. Guidance has to be properly given in the written form, in verbal form, in the form of tutoring, in the form of team interaction. All this is an important guidance that needs to be given. Train and coach facilitators, mentors and team members in interpersonal skills to manage the improvement process. I've already explained this. Interpersonal skills or communication skills, connecting to people, making them feel comfortable, earning their trust is important. Design communication events and vehicles to publicize the launch of TQM and earlier successes. Make a noise about it, that we are into this and we are doing this all encompassing. So design the communication events, have some do's, have some sort of function, drive it. Okay. Next is consult with employees on the introduction and development of TQM. Ask employees what do they feel, what are the things they need to do, what are their fears and apprehensions. Involve them. Institutionalize organization ethics development program, very important. Institutionalize means make it very clear that we are going to walk or talk. We are people who are believe in this ethical way of developing. We are doing it for this purpose, and every person who says this has to walk the talk. You can't make it as a cliched term and do something nonsensical. No. Mean it and do it and show it. Emphasize on the vision and mission statements by preparing quality objectives to all stakeholders. Everybody in the company and outside the company, tell them this is what we stand for in terms of quality. Okay? Maintain and reinforce TQM. Select processes that target. Once the TQM is there, how to maintain it, how to make it ongoing, how to reinforce, how to make it better, stronger. Select processes that target and screen for conceptual, technical, ethical, social skills that support the TQM environment. So choose those areas where the TQM will get taken forward quickly at the conceptual level. How the company is operating, how the concepts are being understood by people. Are they only working in isolation in silos, or are they seeing the larger picture? Technical issues, ethical, social. Now all this have to be integrated. So we must select those processes and drive it there. Point number two, introduce and upgrade quality awareness and TQM component within orientation courses. When people are getting inducted to the company, we go through an orientation course. And in that orientation, drive quality. At the time of interview, talk in quality. Brand your company as a TQM company, even at the time of recruitment selection when you go to campuses. Okay? So they know what they're walking into. Three, identify the most appropriate mechanism for recognition and reward achievements. Unlike giving rewards for higher productivity and all that, this reward is something different. I must know how to reward a person when he comes out with the quality. Quality is an experience. So can I give him an experience which makes him feel really good for whatever he has done? He has stretched himself. He has recognized what is quality and he's driving it. So can I do that? This requires a certain amount of careful, matured handling. Fourth one, ensure the training is imparted on quality management tools, techniques and processes. This is obvious. on an ongoing basis, the training should be done. Again, further, redesign appraisal processes to contain specific TQM objectives and KRAs also. Prepare and oversee special newsletters and team briefs on TQM and related information. Let people read it. Let there be historical data that is given to them, historical successes, historical progresses, and also some, you know, personal experiences in the form of interview given in these newsletters, and the word will spread. It'll become a TQM climate then. Assess continuous improvement and project teams to work effectively and innovate. Right? Now we review the TQM implementation progress after it is over. After review how it is done. Contribute or lead the preparation of annual TQM report. Check out how the implementation has happened over a period of say Q1, Q2, Q3. How is it progress? Where are the corrections that need to be done? Which are the ones that need to be augmented because they are doing well? Assess effectiveness of the TQM infrastructure like steering committee, quality councils, improvement facilitators, individual performance, etc. Check out how these bodies are working. Are there some slight bit of issues here and there in terms of human behavior? Have they by default diluted their quality thinking? See, we are human beings. 24 hours, I may not think quality because we have our own freedom to do what we want to do. So we may become a little lax. Unless I have a personality which is quality driven, which very few people have. So that needs to be monitored and that needs to be also reinforced. Even they need some training from time to time. Prepare and administer employee attitude and ethical climate surveys. Important. Coordinate customer comments on organization progress. Customer is going to tell you lots of things which may not sound very friendly to you. They may challenge your claim that you're a TQM company or a quality company by giving you some incidents or some customer complaints, and then you need to take it inside, look into it, and then see where are we going wrong or where are we miscommunicated, and then make these things happen in a better way than what it is happening. Benchmark effectiveness of TQM with those of competitors and global best practices. You're already implementing TQM. You're reviewing it. When you're reviewing it, I want to raise my benchmark. If right now my benchmark is 7 on a scale of 10 with my existing resources, can I make it 9? My competitor is having 8, so can I make it above that? Can I pump in more resources and make the thing happen? So I need a benchmark. Facilitate internal reviews using criteria like ISO 9000, Malcolm Bridge National Quality Award, and Deming Prize. These are all coming in quality management. Okay? Different types of, you know, approaches. Identify the barriers to continuous quality improvement. What is coming in the way of continuous quality improvement? One is human behavior, human lassitude, and certain types of group dynamics that doesn't happen usually. Identify and redress it. Conduct HR quality and ethics audit from time to time. Now we need to review own activities of HR practitioners. So far we talked about TQM. Now HR practitioners are the ones who are going to be driving this. So we need to review their own practices, how they are doing it. So undertake department mission analysis of functional contribution of HR to the organization. Identify internal customers and suppliers. Agree to perform measures as a part of service level agreements, SLA as you call it. Track such measurements. Identify non-value added activities. Take part in cross-functional project teams to resolve interface problem with customers and suppliers. In short, they need to identify who are the internal customers and supplier. And they have to create a certain service level agreement that we will be offering a service of this type. So the HR people have to themselves practice it in their day-to-day functions, in the function which is expected from them, namely dealing with people, dealing with behaviors, dealing with, you know, quite a lot of people there. And they need to track such measurements. Are we on the right track? Put up some comparative scale and check out. There are many activities which we do which are non-value, there are non-value added. There are activities which are unnecessary waste of time. Repetition of something, you know. So can I identify that and can I reduce it? Instead of adding value, they actually deplete value. Take part in cross-functional project teams. Ensure that you go to other departments, and when there are cross when there are project going on, where various functional departments have to come, go and be there, so you understand why they do what they do, why they speak what they speak. If, for example, a production engineer comes and talks to an HR person, he talks in a production language. So the HR person may not understand, there may be some conflicts. When he goes and works in the cross-functional project team with an operations person, he'll understand why they do what they do. That empathy, that understanding is important. That's what we're talking about here. Take part in cross-functional project teams to resolve interface problems with customers and suppliers, both. Select new HR employees only with peer and customer involvement. So, can I have people from the same company who already know how the company is operating, and can I have HR recruitment from inside? It works because they understand it. Getting somebody from outside to understand the quality culture of my company will take quite some time. Even if he's coming from a quality company A, they have different norms. So here it will take some time. Appraise and reward HR staff for teamwork, ethical integrity, and customer satisfaction. Train and develop HR employees on a regular basis. Okay? Survey and distribute the results of HR staff satisfaction and ethical climate surveys. Okay? Let people know that they have done a good job, that they are driving it further, they are holding it in their hands to ensure that things are going on well, they are managing things, they are overseeing everything. Let people know that. So take a survey and take the results. Survey is all the end users who are dealing with the HR department, they know it. So from them you take feedback. Provide advice to ethical problem analysis and conflict resolution within a specified and agreed upon time period. So things have to be on a very time-bound basis. Ensure that anything that is to do with a major problem, ethical problem or a conflict, which can drain the energy, address it there and then with a proper frame of mind, with a proper approach. Benchmark HR policies and processes with world-class models. This HR has to do. They have to raise the bar, right? Finally, I come to the summary of this chapter. Total quality management is a continuous process of improvement for individuals, groups of people, and total organization. HR plays a vital role in total quality management. The role, I would say. In the TQM, in total quality organizations, human resource plans should be integrated with the strategies and the plans of the organization. Total quality human resource strategic management is also reciprocally interdependent with business strategic management. Business strategic management needs EQHR strategic management and vice versa. This is the most important contribution to the total quality orientation of human resources. And total quality HR strategy managers must shape, introduce, maintain, and review the total quality initiatives. And with this, friends, I end this module. Thank you very much. I'm sure you've enjoyed it and added value to yourself.